And now, a story about nursing in the United States, where finding a place to breastfeed can be difficult for any mom. When you're running errands or even spending time with friends and family, a clean, welcoming space can be hard to come by. So imagine the obstacles for a teen mom in high school. What if there isn't a safe, private place at school to nurse or pump breast milk? In California, a proposed state assembly bill could offer a solution. KQED's Alice Daniel has our story.
Oh, Gracie. Let me see. Give it to Mommy. Go wash your hands.
Norma Acker's 3-year-old daughter, Samantha Grace, has opened a bottle of bright red fingernail polish without anyone noticing, and now it's everywhere.
Go wash your hands. In the bathroom.
Just another reminder that parenting is hard, and being a teen parent is even harder. Acker was 15, a Mexican-American high school student in the Central Valley town of Reedley, when she had Gracie. She wanted to breastfeed, but even the other young mothers at school thought she was crazy.
They were like, girl, why aren't you out eating your lunch? And I'm spending my lunch time breastfeeding the whole time while breast pumping.
Teachers and counselors gave her a list of the cons.
You will lose school time, you will lose class time, you will lose, and maybe you won't even get the credits of that class because you're missing out on so much. Trying to make me realize that it's going to be harder than I thought.
They told her it would be easier to breastfeed at a continuation school, an alternative program for at-risk kids. She finally agreed, but regrets the decision because the school wasn't challenging.
Everything there is just toned down easy.
Teen mothers who want to breastfeed are often forced to make that kind of sacrifice. There's no accurate estimate on how many high schools in California have breastfeeding accommodations, but it's safe to say the overwhelming majority do not. In Los Angeles County, for instance, just a fifth of the high schools have a policy to allow for breastfeeding space. Statewide, the number could be even lower. That bothers Angelica Salceda.
They shouldn't be making decisions, specifically because it's where they can breastfeed or where they can express milk.
Salceda is a lawyer with the American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California. It's co-sponsoring a breastfeeding bill to help teenage mothers in the state.
The bill would guarantee that pregnant and parenting students have a private, secure place to be able to breastfeed or express milk, the ability to bring a breast pump to school, the ability to be able to store the breast milk.
Salceda says California has some of the strongest laws in the country to support working mothers who breastfeed.
And I think that it's now time to be able to do that for students as well.
More than 20 organizations have signed on in support of the bill, but it's opposed by the Association of California School Administrators, which says the requirements for creating a breastfeeding space are too restrictive and should be left to local discretion. The ACLU and the association are in talks to see if they can arrive at a resolution. Kayla Wilson is one of the bill's supporters. She's a consultant for the Fresno County Office of Education and often directs teen parent programs on high school campuses. Some young moms stop breastfeeding, she says, because the only place to pump is the school bathroom.
You know, you're in there with a pump that makes noises, and, you know, it's not a comfortable, relaxing, clean environment for a mom to pump. Like, a mom should not have to pump on a public toilet in a bathroom.
She says fixing the problem wouldn't take much.
We're not asking them to build new facilities, but to be able to provide a private location.
It's what Norma Acker wishes she had when she went to high school.
Want strawberries in it?
Yeah.
Come over here, Mom.
Bye-bye.
She's proud to say she breastfed her daughter for 8 months, and she would have done so no matter what the cost.
If it meant me dropping out of high school just to make her well, then I would do that. If it meant that I would fail as a person myself, but be the best mom I could be for her, I would do that.
But Acker didn't fail. She's now in her second year of community college, and she's still making sure her daughter eats well.
Bye-bye.
Good job.
For Latino USA, I'm Alice Daniel in Reedley, California.